Hello, hello everybody. Welcome to this call today on Happy Hormones. Kim, can you hear me this morning?
Yes, I can, Aratma.
Okay, beautiful, good. So thank you for being here. And today we're going to work together on Liberating the Body and Food. That's the title, Society, Self. And I received a few questions here, and we'll see what we can address today. And I'm going to go through some clearings and also through some question and answers. So let's sit nicely and with feet flat on the ground and be present here for this wonderful hour that we're spending together. And just take a deep breath, and we're going to align, first of all, into our own power, into our own presence. And we're all contained in a safe space, and you will receive everything that you need, and whatever is not appropriate for you will bypass you. You can re-listen to the recording and integrate and more of the vibrations or elements of the healing. And everybody who's listening to this later in the future, it's just like present time. So bring your attention to the center of your head and just visualize a little light there. And allow this light to go down into the belly area. And just kind of hold your awareness in both those spots. And just connect it with a beautiful line of light, a tube of light. And then allow this point in the belly to extend further down into the perineum and split into two lines of light. And just go down your legs, go down out your feet, come together underneath the feet, a foot below in the earth star, beautiful. And just continue further down into the ground, into the earth. And you might as well just allow, then you're sitting the entire line right through your sitting bones through the pelvic floor to go just down to the chair as well. Go down, whatever is easier for you. And just go and enter the earth, center of the earth. And then continue further through the earth. Continue further, further and further and further into empty space. Take a deep breath and just allow yourself to rest, deeply grounded into infinity. And then just run your attention back up into your belly. Come back up and go upwards into your heart. Just touch on it briefly. Take a deep breath. And then go further upwards into the center of your head and continue out above you. and continue further and further above the clouds, go all the way up into infinite space above you into a beautiful, beautiful, white, brilliant light. And just let that beautiful light rain down on you. And just fill your aura and fill the body right to the central line. Let it move down all the way through your feet into the earth and beyond. And as all this is happening, allow yourself to anchor your attention now into the center of your heart. I'm just going to open the heart. As you continue to be bathed in light, let the light flow into all the areas of pain that you have. Just intending to, right now, everybody has their own areas of restrictions. Just knowing that you allow yourself to be filled up in those places. If it's pain, physical, emotional, mental. Beautiful. So you're going to start to release some emotional imprints from your mother. And that includes everything that she already carried with her and transferred during the womb time when you were in her body. And also during upbringing, just the imprints that the mother has upon you, her emotions, everything is being absorbed at that very young, tender age that you are before the chakras are being protected through a netting or a webbing. And just allowing mother's emotions and thoughts to right now to allow to clear, transform, transmute. Anything that's not good for you, that's really hers, it doesn't serve you in any way. We're just going to allow you to offer that up now. So allow yourself to take a deep breath. Making a very distinct differentiation between true unconditional love and connection that we have with a parent and with that which is really quite different and it doesn't serve us because it's from the past. And there are things that you know of and things that you don't know of, and all that is being offered up here. Allowing your higher intelligence to guide this process. We're going to do the same thing with the father, the imprints and how your father saw you. And if you're a woman, well, that's a very distinct and important mirroring that the father does for you. And if you're a male, then your mother mirrors to you the world. So how you see the world, what you project on the world, is imprinted from your parents. And depending which gender you are, it's going to be the opposite. So allowing the father's energy to come forward now that is not useful for you in any way, and just allow that to clear, offering up. Take a deep breath and spirit your body with your own power and clarity that always lies within outside time. And each time you breathe, you're outside time and you are rebirthing yourself into a new moment, into a new way of seeing things, new way of feeling things. We're going to go into society's pressures, and we're going to start with some of the, outer appearances that have to do with with the physical body, how we are relating to the body, and how we respond to this object, this sort of dualistic relationship we have with the body, affects our emotions, and our emotions affect our hormones. And so we want to be happy. The program is called Happy Hormones. And we have to be happy with this body, and having a relationship with it that is not based on hatred and disgust or avoidance or attachment and so forth, or controlling, lots of controlling. So society tells us that the body has to look a certain way. We have to dress a certain way. So there is so many ways of dressing. And many, many clothes are actually designed to be quite uncomfortable. They're either too tight. They are hindering movement, like certain suits for men as well. They're tight with the ties around the throat. The shoulders are tailored so you can't actually really move freely. Belts are used that are, you know, not really possible for us to breathe. Shoes are tight. There's heels that help us to be very unstable. There's a lot of rules, and your own clothes might actually not really be the right clothes, or you think you have to wear certain clothes, all that kind of programming. Let's just feel into that, bring it up, offer it up for clearing now. And allowing that to clear through all times and dimensions of the ancestral line, through your memory banks, and through your soul history. And weeding out these thoughts that are propelling you to dress a certain way, look a certain way. Let's take another deep breath. There's a lot of clearing happening right now. It's very old energy sitting there. It's very, very old. We're going to bring in the hair. Our hair has to be long, or hair has to be short, or hair has to have a certain color. Hair has to have a certain look. It has to be thin or thick. Every culture has different approaches. Some shouldn't show hair. Some others should show a lot of hair. So it's all a lot of random rules. And so for one moment right now, just accept just the hair you have. It's just what it is. Be grateful. If there's no hair, be grateful. If there's little hair, if there's lots of hair, if it's curly, if it's frizzy, just leave it for a moment. Just be grateful you are alive. And notice this impulse wanting to look a certain way. And just finding love for yourself. Maybe there was criticism, and now you're following this criticism to obey it and to serve it and look a certain way, giving your power away. Just bring your power back. Find peace with yourself. Take a deep breath. Just increasing the energy now. Allowing more of the cosmic energy to support you, to transmute the things you need to transmute it. And increasing once more. And continue with the body. Other things, you know, what is sexy? What kind of size of breast? There are rampant surgeries, you know, in South America and Asia, even here. Noses have to look a certain way, breasts have to look a certain way. Everything has to look a certain way, and you go back 100 years, it was different. And so just notice how you are enslaved with ideas what you're supposed to look like. Just come back to your heart for a moment, just who you are. Just your sense of yourself. Just anchor yourself in your heart. Whether you say the word me, when you say the word me, there's just you there. Okay, good. So just going to allow to do some more clearing, freeing you. Not that you're not, don't, you cannot, you can look any way you want, but when you have to, that's where the pain is. That's where the cycle of pain is. I'm just going to step out of that cycle of pain. Bringing more light in, beautiful, yes. Let's move to the relationship we have with food itself. And there is, I have some questions here that are asked regarding compulsions to just eat. And I hear this, that there is a need to eat some sweets. It's just a real addiction, right? That you're in the cycle and you can't let go. So kind of put your attention on it. If you have that, if you don't have that, just listen. If you don't have a food issue, and if, let's say you don't have a weight issue, there are some people here that they're not really here for losing weight, but they might be here for other reasons of hormones and other health issues. Whatever you don't need, just let it flow by. Maybe people around you are suffering from that. Just remember, we're one organism in this universe. Whatever is somebody else's pain is essentially also our problem. Maybe not consciously, but unconsciously. So we're just going to hold a space of neutrality and acceptance and allow for those who are suffering from the sense of compulsion to eat, allowing that to come forward now. And I can sense there's quite a lot of pain there. And crying, and desperation, despair. Yeah, let that all come forward. That's nice, beautiful. And open your heart. Let you open your heart to it. Open your heart. Yes, open your heart. Breathe. Be yourself. Allow that pain to be there. I'm going to clear this. Not fighting it anymore. It's just a pattern. It's just a pattern. It's just a pattern that is being played out with food. Some other people have that pattern somewhere else. It's just the, and then we're going to come to the war that just has like hating food, obsessing about it all the time, planning on it, which is really, it's your best friend or your worst enemy. I'm going to bring all these patterns forward right now for clearing. Okay, so there's some other patterns arising here now. Take a deep breath. Breathe into it. Breathe into you. The entire program is like a big template of, almost feels like a craziness, right? Yeah. Just know that you're not that. It's not really who you are. It's just an experience. And experiences come and go. And even if an experience is there for 30, 40 years, it's still only an experience. It's not who you are. Increasing the vibration further. We're just going to go right into the center of it, allowing it to collapse. Now, even put your hand on a part of your body that you really not like, that you really don't like. You just hate, or there's a bad feeling in there. Just put your hand there for a moment. Good. Just going to clear some entities now that are directly related to this process. So these feelings that you're so helpless and out of control. Very good. Beautiful. Be clearing right now. And I'm going to do also the pattern of that food is a comforting, celebrating aspect, a treat. Allowing that to start clearing. Bring that forward. If that's a pattern of yours that's comforting, comfortable, just put your attention to that. Just offering it up. Just not trusting that anymore. It's just really not true. Allowing ourselves to move into other areas that give us comfort. There's a lot more. I'm going to open that up. Open up more opportunities of feeling happiness, comfort, and safety. And doing a lot of soul healing right now. I'm going to do some healing on the soul. I like to fill in those places that seem missing. Where you're thinking you're not good enough. Where you think you've lost some part of you. Bringing that back into this present moment where you are right now. Increasing the vibration, supporting you in the base chakra, in your foundation, supporting you, anchoring deeper now, deeper into your body, coming into your body more, loving your body, but just being in your body, being more in the body, so that you're not relating to the body and to the food that makes the body, because the body is nothing else than food. It is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So coming into the body, collapsing the relationship, the seeing, the perceiving that is distorted. Just feel your body, how you're sitting there. Just breathe into the pelvic floor. Breathe in deep into the pelvic floor. Breathe out and let the energy move through the pelvic floor, down the feet, down the legs, down the feet into the ground. And do that again. Breathe in. All the way down and down, breathing out downwards. Just one more time, breathe in into the belly, the pelvic floor, breathe out through the pelvic floor. Loosen that area, breathe through, comfortable, releasing the fear, the anxiety, the tension, the boredom. Let's come to the boredom, not knowing what to do, no direction. It's easy to go to the fridge. And just put your attention on the boredom, which is really a disconnect from your passion. So let's bring that in back into, yeah, there you go, more into focus. Yeah, good, beautiful. Very good. Things are shifting a little bit, if you can feel that. Good. There's one more pattern here that we kind of talk about is using food as a relief. If that's for you, let's bring that forward. And just clearing that. Good. Let's do an overall hormonal balancing now. Pituitary gland, master gland in the body. Resetting for everybody at perfect functioning in this present moment. And health, optimum health. Front and back lobes. Pineal gland, optimal functioning. Okay, there's some quivering here for some people, allowing that to correct. keep breathing through this process. Just keep flowing, keep flowing, keep flowing. Coming to the thyroid, resetting to optimal function. If it's too low, it goes higher. If it's too high, go lower. Just the right way for you. And thymus, your immune system. Beautiful. Pancreas, your insulin, optimum function, all guided by your higher self. Just let the body go, let it all reset. No thinking, no editing, just surrendering, breathe. Trust the body. Coming down to the ovaries and testes. And resetting, yeah, balancing those. There's a lot going on here. And coming to the adrenals. Strengthening them for most people. We need to strengthen, nourish. And allowing the hypothalamus to come on board in the process. Resetting and coordinating all the glands with each other. Coming fully into this present moment. Trusting and loving the intelligence that's within, that orchestrates all this, the highest intelligence that you are. Beautiful. Very, very good. So I'm just looking a little bit here. Okay, there are some questions regarding digestion, and I was a lady that talked about fermented foods, etc., and digestion is not very right. I really suggest that for the digestion, we're going to do let's do some emotional clearing on this. So proper metabolism. And allow yourself, we're going to do this energetically now, connecting with the healthy bacteria that are in the garden, that are in nature, that live on plants, on herbs, on weeds and flowers, that are the same metabolism patterns that are inside of us. We're just more complex beings, but the same rules apply. Kind of tuning in a little bit and becoming one with that process, that energy signature. Let's bring that in for everybody. The other thing is I'd like to do, that's good, I'd like to do something that I found is always important. It has to do with nourishment in some way, but also often with allergies and other kinds of confusions, is to connect with the mother milk, the immune globuli that your mother had, and some of you did not receive that, or maybe you were adopted, or etc., that to that energy signature, to connect that and bring that in, feed you that right now, inform your immune system with the proper energy vibrations that are missing, and filling that in, letting that fill you up. Yes, just receive. Feeling completely nourished. Beautiful. A lot of people needed that. Yeah, it's a particular energy signature that's carried through your mother's milk. And essentially your mother is a manifestation of Mother Earth. So connecting deeper with the frequency of Mother Earth itself, the nourishing aspect. Knowing that there is no hunger, that deep within you, you're already fulfilled who you are. The confusion with being the body, the way you experience it is not correct. The body is real, but how you see the body is not correct. There's a confusion in perception. And if you don't understand that, just trust that healing is happening and that you're resetting yourself into a greater well-being, settling into greater intelligence of nature, the universe. Everybody ground deeper now. There's a whole layer of fear. You're going to move through that. I'm going to speak a little bit of a soul language now for everybody here. Just transmitting that via sound. So let the sound penetrate deep your cells, finding back your home into your body. Beautiful. Very nice. So let's take the rest of the conference, and I'm going to go to Q&A now. We have half an hour. Beautiful. And I'm going to start with, I'm muting Elizabeth at 831-238. Hi, Elizabeth. Can you hear me? Hello?
It muted again. I can hear you.
Ah, there you go. It kind of reclicked again. Beautiful. Okay, you raised your hand. How can I help you?
Okay. My spleen is eating up my platelets. I have autoimmune, and it's dangerously low, and I would like to restore my spleen to its original blueprint.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do that for everybody here and for you. Just put your hand even on your spleen.
Okay.
Do you remember the first time you heard about it? When you found
heard
out
about
yes. this diagnosis? Do you remember
yes.
that? Can you put your attention
yes.
on that for a moment? Yeah.
Okay.
Just all right. Just relax your mind again. Just forget about it. There you go. Did it feel different now? Do you feel the clearing?
I feel like crying, and
yes,
I'm
yes,
a happy
yes.
girl.
Yeah, there's
I'm
something
emotional.
In the spine. Yeah, let it happen. There's something in the spine now. Let me just clear that out in the back of your spine.
Okay.
And there you go. That's better. Okay. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Okay. Bye. Bye. John, 859.
Hi. It's not John.
What's your name?
Roseanne. Oh,
Roseanne. Okay.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to know if you can give me some, help me understand what's going on, or just help me with what's going on with this in my belly area, my whole abdominal and pelvic area. I just look like I'm about 5 months pregnant all the time, and I've been using your cyst. Dissolving cyst for something in there as well, which has helped some. But, and I have a lot of problems with my bladder, have for a long time. So anything you can help me with.
Have you had an ultrasound? Like, have you had an ultrasound?
No.
You haven't? So, okay. Okay. So is there pain? Put your hand there just for a moment. Yeah. There's no pain. Okay. It's just a big bloating. Okay.
Well, there's so much going on there, but.
Okay. So basically, in other words, you just want to feel better. Okay.
Well, yeah, I would like, I've been working to, you know, resolve these issues, and I would just like some extra help, I guess, to make it go a little faster. Or
yeah, so your colon, your colon has a very low energy, so we're just going to bring some more energy to the colon area. It's almost like you're funny, we just did some digestive issues. It looks very blank inside. So it tells me that your bacteria population is off in that area. Take a deep breath. And your uterus is a little tilted on the way to the right. So I'm just going to allow that to tilt. You know how the left ovary is standing higher than the right one? Allow this to kind of ask your uterus to go into a proper position. Do you still have your periods or are you done?
Oh, no. I'm
you're older,
a long
right?
time ago.
Yeah.
I'm 66.
Yeah. Let's tighten a little bit the bladder area. And just overall the energy, kind of get some mobility in there. It's kind of like all congested.
Yeah, it's all congested.
Yeah. It's almost like a shock or a trauma energy in there. Did you have something relevant happening in your life that you can see?
I was hit in my pelvis when I was like 20.
Well, there you
something.
Go.
I mean, okay, 40 years ago.
Now, let's take all that out. Yeah, okay, there you go. Let's take all that out. Anybody else who has anything? There you go. It's going to clear that up. And as this is all leaving, when I ask your colon, the soul of your colon to reestablish properly its home, his home, her home, whatever you want to call it. Okay, there you go. Are you starting to feel different now? Does this feel better? You're still clearing.
I can feel some energy moving in there, so I think it's working, doing something.
Good, it's doing something. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye. Okay, so I have a number here, 442-088. There's no name. Is this a web link, webcast? Hello? Hello? No. Okay, then we're going to go to Chris. Hello, Chris, in Janesville.
Hello, this is Chris.
Yes, hi, Chris. Nice to meet you. How can I help you?
I would say that I've been having trouble breathing recently, and I imagine it's things that have come up since the beginning of the listening to you.
Okay. Do you have any? There are no asthma, none of that, usually?
I had some allergies to penicillin, and I believe there were some incidents of sibling attacking me quite a bit, and even my mother maybe. So
okay.
I think there's probably a lot of fear.
Okay, there's a constriction in the aura, actually. It's almost like, you know, take a, I don't know, like a belt that kind of makes it smaller, more constricted. When I take that belt off, it looks more like a string. Take a deep breath. Is it getting easier?
A little bit. Where did you see the belt?
It's in your energy field. I just get an image of your aura, and there's a string around it, so tightened. And it's actually on a kind of a lower level of like a darker. It looks darker. We exist on many levels. And that part is on a level that is more connected with suffering. So let's kind of release any other emotional or mental memories from where you identify with this kind of life. through all times and dimensions and help you to elevate yourself into happiness here and your breathing, restoring to optimal function. And trusting yourself, trusting others, coming into proper alignment with life. How's this feeling right now?
I'm getting some tingling in my feet. I do agree that I do feel that I sort of was in danger simply for existing. There was so much jealousy around various other things. So I squashed down very much, and I'm a very, very powerful energy person.
Yeah, you are, yeah. Yeah, just let that power live and just trust that it can do a lot of good things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to suppress it so that others, you know, test you on it, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I've been able to do it for others, but I appreciate your help in helping me do it
Thank
for
you.
Myself.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, keep breathing. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
So we have somebody at 07086. Hello?
Hello, RT. This is Aisha.
Aisha, hi there. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Okay.
So I can't tell you how much I wanted to speak to you. But anyway,
oh, good. Here we are.
Okay. Yeah. What I wanted to ask you, there's diabetes in my family, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I go to the gym a lot. I have got a sweet tooth. I've got it under much better control. But I worry because I can't seem to shift the fat around my stomach.
Mm.
And I gym four times a week. You know, five times a week.
Mm.
And I'm worried because, said, diabetes is in my family.
Mm.
And I really would like to shift that because my doctor said that's the worst place to accumulate fat.
Okay. Good. So let's do, how old are you? Are you over 50?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
No one ever said that to me before, Auntie. I
just
want a free session for that. I've earned it. I'm in my 40s.
Okay.
Do you want my age? Would you like my age?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just for me. I just want to know if you're over 50 or under 50. I'm not saying you are 50. Yeah. I want you to put your hand on your on the belly area where the fat is. And everybody else can do that as well right now, this moment. And first of all, we're just going to activate this area, make it more conscious again, and allow it to transmute, to change, to float, give it away, to go where it needs to go, allow the energy to quantum leap into what something else, okay? Okay, we're doing this here for everyone. Good. And the next thing we're going to do is, with your permission, everybody who wants that as well, to make a correction in your chromosomes and the DNA. Do you want that? And which is it, mom or dad? Where was who had the diabetes in the family?
At the moment, to be honest, I don't know if it's my father. He died when I was born, but my brother has it. My uncle has it. My sister has it. You know,
okay.
Brothers have it. Cousins.
Okay, so let's kind of, in fact, diabetes is sort of a modern disease and they're expecting more and more people to have diabetes, okay? It's really, like I said, a love disease. We're looking for love in food. We're looking in wrong places because during war times, there was no diabetes, right? I know you probably know that, right? So we have it's a problem of modern times. Okay, let's bring up your chromosomes. I'm asking if your higher self can show me. Okay. Correcting. Yes, I see it on your father's DNA and on your mother's. It's just an emotional, but I don't see it in the chromosome itself. Okay, so whoever needs this healing correcting done, it's done. Did you feel that? Usually there's a sense of lightness or something. Are you noticing this?
I have to say, I had anxiety, and I don't feel that now.
There you go. Beautiful. You actually were in conflict with it. Yeah. It's not really your highest purpose to have diabetes, so you don't really want it. You don't need it. Okay,
and you see, the problem is there's a lot of trauma in our family, a lot of emotional trauma.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the cause of the diabetes. So I try, you know, to sort of do these things where I'm, you know, connecting with people such as yourself. I have got a sweet tooth, Auntie. So if you do at any point in, you know, the next few weeks, do something for a sweet. I mean, I'm good, but I still want it, even though I'm disciplined not to have it.
Yes,
I want it.
Let's do it again. It was part of the clearing we did in the beginning of the call. But everybody who has that, again, put your attention on that because you remember what that feels like, right? You call it the sweet tooth. Yeah, bring your it's a desire. You feel that energy wanting that. Okay, everybody puts attention there right now. And we're just, there you go. We're going to clear it. We're going to offer that up. We don't need it anymore. It's a compulsive pattern.
Yes.
Looking in the wrong direction. Just breathe. Just breathe. Just stay with it. Stay with it. We're going to clear that. Through all times and spaces, parallel lives, through the ancestral line, down the children's line. I'm just going to redirecting attention to the love that you are. You are love. You drink from your own nectar and your own sweetness that's within you. And it's in the package as well. It's the rejuvenation elixir. So you want to drink from that. You want to rejuvenate something very, very deep so the cells aren't crying out all the time. Okay, good. All right, beautiful.
Auntie, I will say thank you very much.
Thank
Please
you.
Come to London.
Well, invite me. You can set something up. I'll come and visit. Okay.
How many people?
Well, email me. We'll talk about it. Okay. Bye. Okay, bye. Okay, next person is Cynthia. I think I talked to you before. Is that right? 310. Did I just talk to you a few days ago?
No, it was actually a few months ago.
A few months ago. Okay, good. My time is very off. No time. Okay. So how can I help you?
You know, I think as it relates to hormones, I would love to have, I've come so far since actually we had a one-on-one session 3 months ago, and I'm coming out of 5 years of illness from amoebas and parasites that I picked up in India or third world travel.
Oh, I remember,
Remember, I feel like the last part of it is my sleep.
Okay.
I'm just needing to depend on 8 hours of deep sleep which I can't get. I can't seem to get that.
Okay, so let's see what you need here. Because you're feeling tired, as you're saying. You're saying your body is tired, you want more sleep, right?
Well, it's like I can't, my sleep cycles are not, I wake up after 4 hours or 6 hours and I can't get back to sleep.
Okay, let's work on it. I'm going to just find out what that is for you. And everybody else has sleeping problems. Okay, you are going sideways. I see you sideways sorting things out in other dimensions, you know, memories, incarnations.
Yes.
Are you aware of that? Do you have dreams a lot?
Yeah, I'm a very vivid dreamer and traveler.
There you go. You see, you're traveling too much. Yeah, like you want to go to London and you get distracted. You go here and there, you never get there. Okay.
That's true.
Yeah, so, okay, let's kind of close up with your permission and your permission of your higher self. Let's close up this these other portals, these other places, and just stay on track, okay? Stay on track so that you are lifting into higher light, sorry, levels of light, and more health, okay? So let's see this for everybody. Let's lift a little bit, increase the vibration, increase your level of attention, increase your love, knowing who you are, that you already are very well already. And okay, there's a whole wall of resistance that I'm meeting right now. And I'm just going to move through this for everybody here. There you go. Just moving through the lie, the resistance. Take a deep breath now. Did you feel that, Cynthia?
Yeah, very much.
Yeah. How does that feel?
Feels fantastic.
Good. I love that. Good. Thank you so much. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye. So the next person is in California, Mojave, 661-584. Hello?
Yes. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, how what's your you? Name? I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not well, I'm going to be much better.
Yeah.
my name is Patricia. And I have, my physical body has been fighting since day one. And my soul wants to be completely here. And I'm fully aware of it since the day I came to Earth. And I have been diagnosed from heart disease, kidney disease, a couple of weeks ago, trigeminal neuralgia. Yesterday I hit a temporal bypass. I've hit spinal cord surgery. My body has been through everything.
I can feel that. Your heart is really crying out to me, actually. It's very restricted.
Yeah.
So let's go with your heart first, because we're not going to do everything in the session, but for everybody here, just general diseases, if you have anything, whoever's listening later and right now, that you just put your attention on that. We're going to do a mass healing on whatever you need. And and a physical correction in your heart as well. Do you feel a little better in the heart area?
I'm breathing a little easier. A little easier.
Good. Yeah. Good. Okay. And
I would love for my soul to be able to embrace, and my body be able to meet my soul to embrace all the energies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know what you're saying. I totally understand what you're saying. Okay. So, let's put it this way. The body is actually fine, because the body is Earth, and Earth already ascended to the fifth dimension. But you are partially unconscious and partially conscious. The conscious part of you says, oh, I want to be fine. But the unconscious part, which is like the iceberg underwater, says, well, no, I got all the stuff I have to think about. All the stuff that happened to me. All the stuff that doesn't work. So it's really about, as I'm talking about, I'm touching onto the iceberg under the water, deep in the unconscious for everybody, and just melting it, just allowing that to just to give space to, so that your spirit, who you are, can embody, breathe into this physical vehicle. Breathing into this physical vehicle, and just there's no resistance. So coming into this life now fully, more and more, according to your own timing. And I want you to just put your attention on your heart, the you that you are, outside time for a moment. Knowing that all is well, and that you can trust your body, and you don't have to fight so hard. I'm just clearing something above you in the crown chakra and above. There you go. There was something locked up. Did you feel a difference right there?
Yeah, it feels almost like the thing that comes to mind is a spider web.
Yeah. Okay. You can put it like that. Yeah. It was something that was. You can say you're caught in the spider web, but it was more like, to me, it looked more like something got crunched together and locked up, and it started to open up now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, stay on the call. There's more clearings, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. We have a call in Alberta, which says private, 780478.
Hello, Cindy.
Cindy, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I have an issue with my feminine parts and extreme pain during intercourse and itch, and there's no medical reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's kind of clear that, and any energies that have lodged themselves there for everybody, you know, especially women, you know, any contact you had sexually with anybody and you're still in touch with, that are lines of energy on the psychic world, you're still receiving energies to clear that, influences that are around you, and I can feel that kind of very fuzzy energy around you. Just let's take that off, rethink it, that's whatever reason it was there. I see you as 11 or something. Was there something going on around right before you got into puberty?
Oh, not that I know of.
Okay. There it is, clearing now. Can you feel that?
I can feel something being pulled, yes.
Yeah, it's being pulled off. It looks like from the parents, like your mother, something, an energy in the house that you just probably took on.
Definitely. My mother was very shameful about
there you go.
Bleeding and, you know, having her period and things like that.
You basically got imprinted with right before you, it's pre-puberty, before, you know, you're getting ready to become a woman, and you connect with the mother to learn how to do that, and that's how you learn. So that energy is not useful for you. Just allowing it to clear and send it back to wherever it belongs, into the earth, to wherever it goes, into the light. And there's a little bit more, there's some more layers actually inside the tissues, but here you go, we're just going to get you started to clear that out. And allowing the sacredness and the health of all your body to be just one. There's just one. The top is the same as the bottom. The genitals are the same as the top. It's all the same thing. It's all just cells, millions of cells of light. There's not one different than any other in ultimate sense. Okay, just bringing it all together. There you go. You can choose now in your heart to claim that you are healthy and you love and enjoy that part of your life. All right?
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Thank you. We have Eileen. Eileen at 570 on the line. Hi.
Hi.
Hey there. Okay.
Finally.
Finally. Yeah, you're right in line here. Good. So you want to, you talk to me about just more calm than the mind. Is that what you'd like work on or what?
Well, that's what I did, but I'm having more and more trouble with my stomach and liver area. It seems congested and it seems
there's
enlarged.
Pain there? There's pain there, you
sometimes
said?
Sometimes. There isn't now. There was last night. I called... I emailed a shaman friend of mine and the pain left, but I don't know how permanent that is. It usually isn't.
Okay.
You know?
Let's go into that whole area. Good liver metabolism, very important for everybody anyway. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of connection with your husband in the liver, though. So you have to take your husband out of there. Okay. So what's his first name? So we're just going to take Jim. So, okay.
He has diabetes really, really bad and has complications. And I don't even know if he wants to live or not, you know?
Yeah. I remember you said that. Let's bring his energy out of your body, out of the liver area.
Oh, God.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I take on everything that I ever hear that anybody has. I feel like it's my duty to take it from them, you know?
Well, you want to change that? A lot of women do that.
Yes.
So old paradigm, right? Like, we have to do everything. Where did that come from? I think it was written in some book somewhere. Right? So, okay, that book is not so applicable right now. Okay, so let's kind of lift that burden from you and from everybody else who wants that. And even for men, the same thing. They're burdened as well with this drama. They can't really relate to women that are healthy because they're all crazy. We're all just, you know, doing this thing.
Yeah.
Right?
They
poor guys.
That, yeah, sure
the
is.
Poor guys, of course. I totally understand. Deep breath, deep breath, deep breath.
My whole area from the bra line down to the waist is very, very tight. It's very extended and it's very distended and very tight and...
Yeah, well, I'm just bringing some parts of you back into your body. You got a lot of little specks of light, like strands of light from your soul going all directions. Like all of you needs to be come back into your body, support your body, heal the body. You're spread out all over. Okay, so.
That makes sense.
Yeah, not coming fully into your body, not running away, so that's good. Take a deep breath again. Dago is integrating now. Everybody who has parts of you splintered off, just come back to you. Call yourself back. We're bringing everybody back here to this present moment. There's only this moment that's true. It's whole and integrated. That's where health is. It's right in this instant. Now you do show me your legs right now, so just got a little bit of clearing in the leg area.
Oh, okay. To be able to walk without pain and without this fullness, and it's just so blown up like balloons.
Just put your attention for a moment on when you remember the young woman, you had great legs. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Okay, I want you to bring your attention there for a moment. Just remember the feeling, right? Okay, we're just going to collapse times here. Okay, and it was another caller I remember, or somebody emailed about water and stuff. So this is also applying to you, water metabolism, and all these other like imbalances. Well, thanks very much, Eileen. I'll let you go now. And thanks for coming on call. Okay.
Thank you. I can't wait till July now.
Okay. Bye.
I do feel better. Thank you.
Good. Thanks. Bye. Okay. All right. We are at the end of our call today. So, let's, for a moment, just come back to yourself, totally to yourself. Allow yourself to bring everything back to who you are right now, to this moment, which you already did. Your energy grounding down. Deep breath. And just know that who you are centered right now in this present moment. Trusting your body, integrating everything in the right timing for you. And thank you for today, and I will all meet you next week at the same time. Okay, bye-bye. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you very much. I love you all. Thank you. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.